Yes, sir. I am aware of that. Good. Start organizing for it, then. Terence, I want you back here in 10 days. Give me 1 month, and I'll have these bastards begging me for surrender terms. The Ghost Gun's fragmentation round hit the man full in his chest and penetrated to a depth of 10 centimeters, already starting to crater the flesh. Impact shock pulverizing the entire mass of organs held within his ribcage to mucilaginous jelly. Then it exploded, silicone shrapnel reducing the entire body to a spherical cascade of scarlet cells. Will Danza grunted in acute satisfaction. "Try rebuilding yourself out of that, my Xenoc friend," he told the slippery red leaves. The hostiles were impervious to almost any major injury. The little ESA team had found that out long ago. Gaping lacerations, severed limbs, they barely slowed the hostiles down as they emerged from the thick bushes to harass the party. Wounds closed up, bones knitted in seconds. Lieutenant Jenny Harris might insist on calling the prisoner a sequestrated colonist, but Will knew what it really was, Xenoc Monster, and its friends wanted it back. Twice in the last 3 kilometers, Jenny Harris had been forced to order a sweep-scorch pattern. The things had been throwing that eerie white fire of theirs. Once a ball had struck Dean Folan's arm, burning through the suit's energy diffusion layer as if it wasn't there. The medical nanonic package they'd put on his arm looked like a tube of translucent green exoskeleton. "Hey!" Dean called. "Get back here!" Jenny Harris looked round. Gerald Skibbo was running into the jungle, both arms pumping wildly. "Shitfire," she muttered. He had been zip-cuffed a moment ago. Dean was lining up his gauze gun. "Mine!" she called. Her blue TIP carbine targeting graphic centered on a tree 5 meters ahead of the running man. The shots punched straight through the slim trunk, puffs of steam and flare squirted out. Gerald Skibbo swerved frantically as the tree toppled across his path. Another volley of shots, and the jungle around him caught light. One final shot on his knee knocked his legs from under him. The three of them trotted over where he lay sprawled in the crashed, muddy vines. "What happened?" Jenny asked. She had assigned Dean to guard the prisoner. Unless a gauze gun was in his back the whole time, Gerald Skibbo felt free to cause as much trouble as possible. Dean held up the zip cuff. It was unbroken. "I saw a hostile," he said. "I only turned away for a second." "Okay," Jenny sighed. "I wasn't blaming you." She bent over Gerald Skibbo, whose grimed face was grinning up at them, and jerked his right arm up. There was a narrow red line braceleting the wrist, an old scar. "Very clever," she told him wearily. "Next time I'll order Dean to slice your legs off below the knee. We'll see how long it takes you to grow a new pair." Gerald Skibbo laughed. "You don't have that much time available, Madame Bitch." She straightened up. Her spine creaked and groaned as if she was 150. She felt older. The fire was crackling loudly in the surrounding bushes, flames inhibited by the green twigs. It was another 4 kilometers back to the Issachor, and the jungle was becoming progressively thicker. Vines here wrapped the trees like major arteries, creating a solid hurdle of verdant mesh between the trunks. Visibility was down to less than 25 meters, and that was with enhanced senses. "We are not going to make it," she realized. They'd been expending gauze gun ammunition at a heavy rate ever since they set off. They had to. Nothing else worked against the hostiles. Even the 2 TIP carbines were down to 40% of their power reserve. "Get him up," she ordered curtly. Will clamped an arm round Gerald Skibbo's shoulder and hauled him to his feet. White fire burst out of the ground around Jenny's feet, damp loam tearing up to spit out dazzling globules which spiraled up her legs like a liquid repelled by gravity. She screamed at the pain as her skin blistered and burned inside the anti-projectile suit. Her neural mnemonics isolated the nerve strands, eliminating the raw impulses with analgesic blocks.